When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
Hi, DT, a little 3RQ. Thanksgiving Eve edition. Number one, would you rather host Thanksgiving or travel to someone else's house a decent distance?
Yeah, I'd rather host. That's what I'm doing. Now, this is, I don't want this to come across the wrong way. I love going to my in-laws. Have a great time when I go there. The weather's going to be nice in Texas. They got a beautiful home on a golf course, and it's great. I don't want to move, man. Do you think that I want to actually deal with traffic going to Newark tonight and getting on a flight and getting in fairly late and then having to come back early Sunday and record the Jets game and then buzz through that and then do my pod? Like, it really, what happens is it becomes less of an unplugged vacation for me. So I'm always of the mindset, I don't want to go anywhere if I don't have to, but they do a great job.
Your travel is extreme. I know a lot of people in the same boat. I've never had that, but I don't even, like, in this particular case, I want to go home to my mother's house. And it's going to go, you know, over the bridge to grandmother's house we go. I mean, I got to go over the GW Bridge now that I'm in Jersey. But I grew up not going anywhere. We always hosted, and that's the way that I like it. If we did when I was very young, we would go to my grandparents' house, which is 20 minutes away. So I don't want any part of travel. One time I did it when I was, you know, just getting together with my wife. We went to her family's for a little bit, split the day, went to my sister's house.
Oh, the old split-ski,
I said,
huh?
Never. I wanted done. I told her, never again. And that stuck with her because she knows never again. That's it. I barely even want to do this to go to my mom's house, but I'm doing first thing in the morning. That's it. I want to be in the house. I want to be eating before kickoff of the Lions game. That should be the rules. So for me, I'd rather be home as well.
I think most people would.
Yeah, but so many people travel.
Nah.
Number two.
Against their wishes. Their wives make them.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Yeah, you before. Oh, I love going to my in-laws' house. Said no one ever. Nobody wants to go to their in-laws' house. Come on. We have to do it. We're forced to do it. That's part of the marriage. Till death do us part, even at your in-laws' house. Like, nobody wants to go to the in-laws. All right, number two. Have you started listening to Christmas music yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I put it on in the car. Let's see. Of course, it took me a little while to remember where it was on Sirius XM. I'm like, all right, I got my vinyl, I got my 80s, I got my 90s, I got my 70s, I got my blend, I got my Yacht Rock, I got my LL Cool J. I've got all the stations I've got, Aussie Nation, Boneyard Nation, all the. But I found it, and I found it fairly early, and I remember we were going to our first basketball practice this year, and it was me and my son in the car, and he's like, Dak, we hit Christmas, I, boom, put it right on. It was probably November 15th or so. It's early. Kids love it. I'll do it after Halloween if they want it.
I did. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? They love it.
Story.
I love it, too.
Usually I go after Thanksgiving. It would be tradition. This week, though, I started listening to Delilah. I can't help it.
Delilah. She's still doing the show?
Yeah, well,
Delilah.
Yeah, I enjoy a little Christmas.
Fixing marriages and broken hearts since 1982.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit early. Dove, what about you? Have you started listening to Christmas music yet?
Very funny.
Pat, do you listen to Christmas music so far?
Usually it's this weekend. It's Black Friday. It's the weekend after Thanksgiving is when I'll start to listen to it.
You have a favorite album, BT?
Like I have a favorite song for sure. It's Christmas time.
Who sings it?
One where they made it for the it was a hunger initiative, and it was like all these amazing voices.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Band-Aid,
because it sounds like a rock ballad.
Yeah, now I remember.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that one I know. Boyle, you're young, so I'd be curious to get your take. What's your Christmas album or go-to song?
Oh, you know what? I love the Elton John one. What is that? What's that song called?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Dove, you
Crocodile
have one.
Crocodile Rock?
Step into Christmas, Elton John.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with that tune.
Wow.
Dove, what do you have? Do you have a Christmas song that you like?
I actually have an album that the songs are phenomenal.
Bing Crosby, you're going
Booker
old school,
T
aren't you?
The MGs.
What?
Like the rest of them?
You could listen to Christmas music. It's not a, like...
It's Booker T and MGs. They do Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right, okay. There you go. Like, Christmas music. Could be the music. Doesn't have
to
be
religious. Well, he went to St. John's. Yeah. He went to a Catholic school.
I'm just making sure. All right, last one. Yeah. Oh, who's this?
This is Booker T.
Booker T, the wrestler?
No.
Booker T.
Sounds like the Killers, that beginning.
Booker T's a wrestler, isn't he?
I'm assuming there's another Booker T.
Okay. There you go, a little Christmas music. So now we're all listening to Christmas music too early. Last one for you, BT. Would you rather watch a game with a non-sports fan or a very emotional sports fan? Credit James Ward of SNY for the question.
I know James.
Yes.
James, good dude. Let's see. Is the person that I'm watching the game with rooting for the same team that I'm rooting for? That's an important part of the equation.
Well, either or not.
Well, hold on. If the Jets are playing the Dolphins,
why can't you just answer the question given?
Because there's context here. No. That's the way my mind works. I can't just rotely answer. Think about this. If I'm sitting with a Dolphin fan and he is incredibly passionate and the Jets are playing the Dolphins and it's last Black Friday and Tim Boyle spins a 102-yard pick six, and he's like a ranting lunatic.
Right, but again,
do you think I want to be sitting next to that guy? No.
But you're missing the point of the question. So let's use tomorrow for an example. The Jets aren't playing, so take your fandom out of it.
Okay.
If you're watching a game, would you rather be watching with a non-sports fan who you have to explain things to?
No, I'd rather be sitting there with a bunch of people who know what the hell's going on.
Or some Cowboys fans, maybe in your case.
Everybody
that are going,
there is a Cowboy fan.
Okay, and they're going to be going nuts.
But I don't like the Giants, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, if it was Jets-Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game, I'd be watching it somewhere else.
So you'd rather watch it with a emotional sports fan as opposed to a non-sports
fan? Yeah, because the person that doesn't care about sports, they're getting bored and they're interfering with my enjoyment by asking me dumb questions.
See, I think I'd rather watch it with a non-sports fan because I don't want too many of us being emotional. Like, let me be the emotional sports fan of the group.
Yeah.
I'd rather you just not care about it and I'll do my thing watching it. And they could even ask the questions, but yeah.
Just guess them to death, tell them the wrong thing, half an answer.
Yeah, I mean, I could get how the emotional sports fan could be appealing in certain ways. To me, it would be over-the-top annoying, especially in that environment that I painted for you. You're going to Dallas. You're going to be surrounded by Cowboys fans. You don't really care about the Cowboys. I personally would rather have the non-sports fan just ease in on a holiday in particular than the
They're emotion. Also very realistic about the Cowboys. Like, there's nutty Cowboy fans, and then they're like, yeah, we stink. I almost feel like they think like Jet fans in a weird way. They kind of skew negatively, even when they're having a good year. Like, my father-in-law is always like, yeah, they'll find a way to mess it up.
Different level of stink, of course, when it comes to the Cowboys and Jets.
Watch that Chiefs game on Friday with non-sports fans, and when you hear 87 Taylor Swift questions, you'll change your mind.
No, they're phasing her out, man. She's not getting the camera time as much.
You'll get it on Friday, trust me.
Great point, Pat. That's an excellent point. I want no part of that game. I wouldn't watch that with any fan.
That's the Raiders, right?
Yeah, Raiders Chiefs.